You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A reminder, if you're playing along with the show, if we add a minute after traffic and weather, it means two things. We'll just go pull the curtain back, so to speak. It means either we went long in the previous hour or the guest we are trying to track down, we cannot track down said guest. And among our regulars, and it's not close, the most difficult to track down is this man. He is incredibly elusive. I assume, I mean, oh yeah, we got it. Yeah, maybe that was it. Since we have such a tough time tracking you down, can we just have like a bat signal where we play this for you and then you'll, you know, like Batman, you'll react to it and then call in?
Well, that is the bat signal. When I hear that, then I respond to your phone calls. If I don't hear that, I don't know that there is an emergency or a need for my service.
That's true. I mean, you're almost like a dog that can hear a whistle that we can't hear. We could play the Hauser Man song very faintly, and somewhere time we'd be like, "Excuse me, I need to step away.
I would get up from a dinner I was at, and I'd go, I think I'm needed elsewhere. I will be back at some indeterminate point in time."
We need to do that Instagram video where you're with one of your 47 children. and also that workout group with like 250 of you where you're always together and you're with them, and then faintly in the background, it's Hauser Man, and then all of a sudden you go into another room and you're now the journalist. You know, you're
or if we're running, I veer off the trail and go in a different direction to find out where I'm needed.
If you're running?
Yeah, exactly.
When you're running.
Yeah, yes. A story today by Neil Justin in the Star Tribune about our guy, Tom Hauser, and his love of running, including the recently completed Sydney Marathon. Again, we joke a lot, but that is just spectacular. What was the most challenging part of the marathon, and what was the best part of your time in Sydney, Australia?
Well, clearly the hills of Sydney are something to be reckoned with. Of the seven world marathon majors, it is the hilliest course of the seven. It even is hillier than the Boston Marathon, which is a very challenging marathon. Still, you're in Sydney, Australia, so you forget about the hills because it is just so awesome that you're running the streets of this foreign country, and it's just beautiful, and there's people, you know, cheering you on, and it was just, you know, and you come up to the finish near the Sydney Opera House in Sydney Harbor, and, wow, you know, it kind of makes you forget about the agony of the hills and whatnot.
Yep.
And it was just a wonderful time, and to get to spend that time with my youngest daughter Caroline, who was with me, was just epic. She and I probably walked more than I ran in the marathon during the course of our trip.
Dave has determined that Caroline is your favorite child. That's Dave's opinion. Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead and expand.
Well, I think it's very clear. I mean, you have your choice of the 47 to bring to Sydney, Australia. You could have brought multiples, in fact. Yeah. But he said, no, Caroline, and that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That is not true. She was available to go, and she loves to travel. But I love traveling with all my kids. They all are just so much fun.
Yeah, and it's the same? Come on.
And you know, I didn't get to do that a lot with my parents because I was one of 8 kids. Whereas I have 4, it's a little more reasonable to be able to do that. But when there's 8 kids, my parents, it was all they could do to keep their sanity or try to figure out where we are at any given minute.
Well, according to you, it was like a ping pong factory. You're just in a basement all playing ping pong.
Ping pong or a hockey. We played, my favorite memory of childhood, we'd be down playing hockey in the second house that we lived in.
They had 2 houses. So, the life they lived. Either house. They would decide which house they wanted to live in that night, Dave. I mean, man.
We'd be down there shooting hockey pucks, and then one of them would bounce off the furnace. And my mom would open the door at the top of the stairs. You damn kids, are you playing hockey down there? And it would just go very silent. No, Mom.
Yeah, that was the ping pong ball.
like we didn't, yeah. It was a really heavy. We used a squash ball to play ping pong, and that's what made the noise.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. Sydney, Australia, was
amazing.
Outstanding. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend it if you can withstand the 20-hour supply.
Yeah, yeah. That's that is a grind. Okay, let's play this soundbite, and then let's pause so we have plenty of time. This is you in a media scrum with Governor Walz today. Making news in a fairly casual way. Hit it, Dave.
We have got to do something to make our streets safer, our schools safer, and do some common sense things. And so I think that's a big driving piece.
So you're leaning toward running.
Let's go,
Chase. You're leaning toward running.
I think that's a safe assumption.
That is Tom asking the governor, you are leaning towards running, and the governor says that's a safe assumption. Let's pick up on that. And also, text me, what is your one word reaction? If it's more than leaning, it's a done deal. What would be your one word reaction if Governor Walz runs for what would be an unprecedented third term? What one word do you want to offer up about your view of a potential third Governor Walz term? 651-461-9226. Back with Tom in moments on CCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's set this up again. This is the governor duly talking about a potential special session on guns and mental health in light of the horrifying events at Annunciation Church and School. But Tom then follows up on, is he running? So let's play it so everyone can stay up to speed.
We have got to do something to make our streets safer, our schools safer, and do some common sense things. And so I think that's a big driving piece.
You're leaning toward running.
Let's go, Chiefs.
You're leaning toward running.
I think that's a safe assumption.
Leaning towards running. Tom, I was raising this on the show yesterday, saying, when is he going to make this announcement? It does seem to most observers, and you closer than I, that before the tragedy involving the Hortmans, that he was going to announce in the summer, once the special session ended, I'm in. And then that pushed everything back. And then around the fair, as we're reading the tea leaves, a lot more people are saying, no, he's not going to run. And then now today, if he's leaning that way, it seems to be strong. Has he wavered? Has he stayed resolute? What is your read on all of this? And if he's saying what he said to you today, shouldn't he make this official very quickly?
He is going to make it official next week. I had been told that earlier this week. And then he was at a fundraiser last night for his campaign. And according to people that I have talked to who were there, while he didn't come out and say he was running, he said things like, I think one of his quotes was, you know, obviously I'm here and you're donating money. I'm not going to Mexico anytime soon, you know, with your money. He said something to the effect of, I think you know where this is heading. So a lot of cryptic nature to what he was saying. So that's why we went to this school visit in Invercargill Heights today,
yeah,
to follow up once again. And this time, you know, as you heard in that quote, so you're leaning toward running again. And he said that's a safe assumption. Prior to that, what you didn't hear was he was talking about it's a privilege of a lifetime to serve as governor of Minnesota, proud of the work we've done. And then I recounted for him what I heard he said last night. And I said, can we read anything into that? And he said, yes, I think a little bit. But then at the very end of this exchange, he was asked, so have you made a final decision? And even before he could say yes or no, the First Lady Gwen Walls in the background said no, and everybody laughed. And so they are going to talk about it this coming weekend, make a final decision, and then we'll have an announcement, I would think, the early part of next week.
Do you think he has changed his mind during the summer on this?
I definitely think he has. I think after the Hortman-Hoffman shootings, I think he was shaken up a lot, as many of us were.
Sure.
But more so politicians, people in the public eye who often incur the wrath of people in many cases in totally nonsensical fashion, and they face all kinds of vitriol and threats. And I think a lot of people were having second thoughts about running for office. I think Governor Walz was among them. And then as the summer went on, I interviewed him at the state fair shortly before I left for a couple of weeks. He seemed really like he was, I don't really want to say melancholy, but he was totally noncommittal, seemed like his heart just wasn't in it. And then you're right, the Annunciation school shooting happened, and I think he is resolving himself to do something about the gun issue and violence in Minnesota. And so I think that has swung the pendulum the other way, and he said he doesn't mean to be coy, although that's what he's been,
mm-hmm,
and then we'll find out next week for sure what he plans to do.
Among the one word that I asked people to text regarding your reaction to Governor Walz giving strong indications and Tom giving greater depth since I raised this, your one-word reaction to the governor saying he's leaning strongly to running, regret, billions, taxes, please don't, horrified, shoo-in, no, fraudulent, clueless, no, next, here we go, more fraud. He is a weaker candidate than he was in 18 and 22. Is that correct?
He is, but don't forget, when he ran last, the Feeding Our Future thing was already out there. His response to COVID was already out there. His response to George Floyd, again, which he was criticized about,
yep.
was already out there.
Right.
And he still won by 7 or 8 points.
Yep.
And I know he's got a lot of critics. They are very, very vocal. You read them on social media. Oh, yeah. What those people don't realize is that up to this point anyway, we haven't had another election, they have been in the minority. His approval rating in our polling has always been stronger than President Trump, say, for instance, in the state of Minnesota. Governor Walz has never lost an election in the state of Minnesota when he's been at the top of the ticket, you know, either running for Congress or for governor. He did lose Minnesota when running as a vice presidential candidate. But when he's running as Tim Walz alone, he is undefeated in Minnesota. Now, having said that, trying to go for a third four-year term would be breaking historically new ground in Minnesota, and it's an uphill climb. And it can be done, but we just don't have a lot of evidence to look at. You may recall when Paul Wellstone agonized over whether to run for a third term.
Yes.
And then he did.
After he'd assured us over and over and over again that he would never do that.
Yep. In fact, that's what he ran on initially in 1990, that I will only serve two terms.
Yep.
You know, nobody owns this seat.
Yep.
Well, then once you get into office,
yes, correct.
Your tune changes. Now, would he have won back then before he was tragically killed in a plane crash? We don't know. So we don't have any evidence there.
Can I jump in? The polling was pretty strong that against a very formidable candidate, Norm Coleman, that he had like a 4 or 5 percentage point lead, right?
Yeah, but you know, but don't forget, at one point Mike Hatch had a pretty decent lead on Tim Pawlenty in 2006, and he lost. So who knows what was going to happen? But it is not easy. You know, Rudy Perpich tried to do this. There gets to be a fatigue factor.
Yep.
Even people who might support Governor Walz might go, look at if there's a decent Republican candidate, I might, you know, if you're an independent, you might think, you know, I'm going to go for the Republican instead of the same old, same old.
Does this mean his presidential aspirations for 28 are done?
I don't think necessarily, but I think, you know, whenever you look at any of the polling of, you know, who do Democrats prefer to head that ticket in 28, Governor Walz is never anywhere near the top of that list. You know, once you run and lose, you're in many cases, you know, you're kind of a diminished brand. But that doesn't mean, you know, you can't have a rebirth and things can change. But I think he has said, I'm not 100% certain, but that if he did run for governor again, I think in some interview that he's done, he said, I would focus on being governor and not run for president. But, you know, the landscape is littered with people who say one thing and do another in politics.
Before we get to the special session, because we need to get to that. Okay, so we have Robbins, we have Qualls. It seems like a frequent guest of this show, Chris Maddow, the attorney, he's been giving every indication he's going to run, and he will be provocative. That is for sure. He will not be timid. Do you expect any other prominent Republican who may have been waiting and sees Walz get in the race and says, okay, because of that, I'm going to get in, or because of that, I'm not going to get in?
You know, it's hard to say because they've all been keeping their cards, you know, pretty close to the vest that they have been waiting. Everybody, including Democrats, have been waiting for Walz to make some kind of a decision so that other people can make decisions. I know Senator Julia Coleman has been mentioned frequently as somebody who might run, but I have heard more recently that she's no longer considering that. So it's really hard to say, but I think we'll know, you know, we know, and don't forget, Kristen Robbins is running as well. And then there's Philip Parrish, who has run a couple of other times for various offices. But it's hard to say. Everybody's waiting to see what Governor Walz announces. And I think next Monday or Tuesday, we're going to have a much better idea of what this field might look like.
There are a lot of people who are telling me, And if they're telling me, then you know this rumor too, that if Walls didn't run, that our senior senator was giving very serious consideration for running for this position. Do you think if Walls would not have run, that Klobuchar would have said, it's been a great time in the Senate, but it's time for me to come home and run for this office? Did you buy some of that talk?
I think there's a very good chance that that might have happened, and still might, if he, you know, surprises us again and decides not to run, because chances are she's going to continue to be in the minority in the U.S. Senate. And what a capstone to a career if you could come back to Minnesota and become governor of your state.
Right.
And, you know, so I think there was a good chance of that, although when I was in Washington and interviewed her in June, when the governor was vacillating back then on whether he was going to run, she didn't say yes, didn't say no, just didn't want to talk about it, which means she was keeping her options open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Special session. When they had the trifecta, the Democrats, they ran into a number of obstacles, as you know better than me, with a number of greater Minnesota Democrats who don't want to go as far as more of the metro area Democrats who are further to the left on gun legislation. And so now, by the way, we still don't have certain seats filled. And the governor is basically saying it's going to happen one way or the other. Why should someone realistically think that bills of significance, which are required to be bipartisan, considering the makeup of this legislature, are going to get passed in a special session, again, in relation to the tragedy at Annunciation?
I think there's almost no chance that any significant, in particular, gun legislation would pass in a special session. I was somewhat surprised that the governor says, I'm calling the special session with or without prior agreement, because he only has the power to call them in. Once the legislature is in, they decide what they address. They decide when they go home. Right now, you've got a one-vote majority for the DFL in the Senate. You've got a tied Minnesota House. That is not a recipe for getting anything significant done. Don't forget, in 23, there was an assault weapons ban bill introduced under one-party control. Democrats in charge of the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, they couldn't pass it then. I asked about that yesterday, and I was told, well, that was before the Annunciation school shooting. That was before, you know, the shootings of the lawmakers, even though that did not include an assault weapon. But they say that after Annunciation, that may change some minds. A lot of minds were not changed by Sandy Hook and any of the other shootings.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Part of the problem is you got to define very specifically what is an assault weapon that you're trying to ban. Because many of the gun rights supporters will say, look, what you're talking about banning is not necessarily an assault weapon.
Correct.
It's something that can fire in rapid fire. But it is not a very simple issue. But I think the governor wants to send the message. And I think he would like to force a vote on the issue and put Republicans in an uncomfortable position. But whether or not Republicans even let it get to the floor in the legislature remains to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, one of the pictures when the governor was out for, I assume it's the pheasant opener, and a number of people pointed out, well, this is one of the guns that some people classify as an assault rifle. I mean, there's so many of my friends who hunt, that's not what I do, it's not what you do, who say, okay, is this one an assault rifle? Is this one an assault rifle? And I know some are clear cut. We know that. But there are others that are very much up for debate, and there's a lot of people who care a lot about gun tragedies, but also say, wait a second, which gun are you taking away from me?
Yeah, and you know, maybe the better avenue to go is go after the high capacity magazines.
Yep.
You know, does someone need a couple hundred rounds, you know, in their pocket?
Nope.
You know,
and they don't.
So maybe they go at it that way, but I'm sure there will be issues brought up regarding that. No matter what they try to do, don't forget, even though the NRA isn't quite the force they used to be, the organic gun rights movement is still very strong, and some people, a surprising number of people, vote single issue on that. And that's why there's even Democrats in greater Minnesota who are a little leery of, actually, they're a lot leery of this issue.
Thank you, sir. Good stuff as always. Congrats again on Sidney.
And congrats to Dave Harrigan on his triathlon. That is amazing.
That is tremendous. Both of you, proud of you. Thank you, Tom. Tom with us. He'll have excellent reporting on Channel 5 tonight. Is it deep, 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 deep trouble for the Wild? After a report today about Kirill, where a lot of people believe in this gentleman's reporting, and I know Billy was just with us. Calm down. It's going to take a while. We'll tell you about the report, and then we'll see what your panic level is at when we're talking about Kirill, who is the franchise for the Minnesota Wild. Yes, Matt Boldy, good player. Joel Eriksson-Ek, good player. They're not Kirill Kaprizov, one of the six or seven best players on the planet in his prime. This would be a problem.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.